what we have here is an anonymous source who, by his own admission, says that he's a paid informer. So I think that's the, you know, the trustworthiness of the source is serious a question here. What I can say for certain is that as a Sinn Féin justice spokesperson in the past, I raised the case of Dennis Donaldson on numerous occasions. I supported the family's demand that the inquest be held, that the diary that Dennis Donaldson owns be returned to the family. It's my view that Dennis Donaldson was much more of a threat to the British security apparatus than he was to anything within republicanism. As he come forward and admitted he was an agent, and I'm sure he had much more to tell. So what you have is the murky world of British security emerging again, throwing muck at the leadership of Sinn Féin and republicanism.
Gerry Adams himself has absolutely refuted any allegation or inference that comes from that programme last night. You, I take it, fully back him on that and don't see this having any impact on the leadership of the party in the immediate term?
No, absolutely not. And indeed, Gerry Adams, you know, would have asked me as justice spokesperson for Sinn Féin on numerous occasions to raise the case of Dennis Donaldson's inquest, to ask that the Gardaí fully cooperate with the investigation by the Ombudsman in the North. So I've seen it firsthand, his support for the Donaldson family.